What do Nepo babies and taxes have in common? They both screw you over even though you did absolutely nothing wrong.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Let's welcome the latest brat to the Nepotocracy, Laura Trump. This broad went from wife of a rich man to being the second most powerful person in the GOP. Her recent ascent to co-chair of the Republican Party should make everyone barf, particularly Republicans and MAGA heads. You see, the right always proclaims that life is a meritocracy, that if you work hard enough, your life will be fine. And don't forget that famous adage that you should pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Laura has pulled herself up onto some Jimmy Choos and that's it, but definitely not by her bootstraps. Do you know what Laura Trump did before Donald Trump ran for president? She was a personal trainer and board member for her husband Eric Trump's charitable foundation. She got a degree in communication and one in the pastry arts from the French Culinary Institute. From 2012 to 2016, she was a producer at Inside Edition. Yes, the celebrity gossip rag that worships Hollyweird. Then 2016 rolled around, and she decided to try being a political guru. She spent the next 8 years being a senior strategist and extolling Donald Trump's praises on television. She got herself a gig as a contributor at Fox News after he left the Oval Office. Let's face it, when your father-in-law is the former president, that ain't too hard to attain. And does anyone think working on Trump's campaign was some sort of earned position? She is just a Nepo baby by marriage. It's about keeping the goods all in one family. Am I right, my one percenters? I always wonder how people like Laura Trump can walk into a room and not feel laughed at constantly. Her public image, profile, and career in politics worked out because she married Trump's son. She has no education or background in politics. She just scored the right last name when she became a Mrs. How can the right even feign caring about the working man or restoring those bootstrap work ethics when they appoint incompetent brats just because daddy said so? The problem the RNC had isn't going to be getting any better. The RNC chair that stepped down was Roma Romney McDaniel. Yes. That Romney. Her uncle is former governor, presidential candidate, and current Senator Mitt Romney. Congratulations, you're swapping one Nepo baby for another one. Didn't you learn anything from putting someone in charge with no aptitude besides a last name? And let's face it, she may be co-chair, but that's title only. Laura will really be the one running the party. The chair that was elected was Michael Wheatley. That boy has him some fine golden handcuffs on for sure. Yeah, he's chair, but he'll be a slave to whatever Laura Trump wants to do. You really think he's going to cross Big Daddy Trump and override her? Please, anyone with 2 seconds of experience in an office job knows the answer to that. Official power is one thing, but Laura Trump has hegemonic power now. But I bet those skills in the pastry arts will come in handy. And just because I'm a total I have to bring you an embarrassing moment from Laura Trump. Because if we can't ridicule Nepo babies, then what do us peasants have? If it hurts her feelings, she can go wipe her eyes in wads of cash while sitting in her GOP throne. So, gossip time. Just last year, she released a cover of Tom Petty's Won't Back Down. And she sure managed to squeeze it into every interview she did at the time. Why did she decide to do this song in the first place? Well, I'll let Laura explain that one.
I've played the piano my whole life, and I got an opportunity to record a cover of an incredible song, Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. And I said, who would turn this down if you get an opportunity like this?
The opportunity arose? No, Laura, no opportunity arose. You made the opportunity. That's what the rich and powerful do. You woke up one morning wanting to be a pop star. You likely then just wrote a fat check to a producer and a sound studio. Hey, money can make anyone kiss your ass and tell you you have a great voice. Everyone was making fun of that 9-year-old girl at that basketball game a few weeks ago, but she was 9 and she was having a hoot.
Stripes and bright stars, the red no barrel, let's fight.
Laura Trump is a grown-ass woman who is tone-deaf and too ego-driven to realize she can't sing. Don't believe me? Take a listen.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Cringe to the max. When I hear it, this is all I'm thinking.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And so you don't think I edited that clip of her singing. Here she is belting it out a cappella on Sky News.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The cover art for the song is just as bad. She's wearing a tacky dress with tacky bedazzled boots with a tacky cowboy hat spread out on a piano. It's all just a little too much. It looks like the trailer park queen had an extra $5 and swung by the Goodwill. Question here, if I shag one of the Trump brothers, can I get a job running the GOP? Just asking for a friend. It must be the year of the daughter-in-laws in politics. In case you missed it, RFK Jr. replaced Dennis Kucinich as his campaign manager and got his daughter-in-law instead, Amaryllis Kennedy. She's a former CIA agent. You'd think if you complained all the time that the CIA was corrupt and was involved in your dad and uncle's assassination, then you wouldn't put a CIA agent in charge of your presidential campaign.
What do I know? I'm just some bitch.
RFK Jr.'s show campaign is a whole other issue for a whole other podcast. Anywho, if you want to laugh, go read the comments on YouTube about Lara Trump's song. It was best said by user SLH950, quote, "What is she not backing down from? Caviar by the pool? Gotta remember, they're the lords, we're the serfs. They're the bourgeoisie, we're the proletariat. Peasants unite. Nepo babies may have all the money and power, but we have all the fun. And hey, at least people don't snicker at us for being a pitchy blonde who had to marry the boss's son to get a job." Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next Monday night for an all-new episode. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies Love Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Truth Social, and Brighteon Social. And be on the lookout for an all-new episode of 24 for 24, where I interview presidential candidates. A new episode drops next week.